5-3 win over the Kamloops Blazers. They score three unanswered in that final period to get a nice win here this afternoon on Nickelodeon Day. We are now pleased to be joined by the general manager and head coach. That is Mark Lamb here again in the PG Office System post-game show. And Coach, curious to get your thoughts on this one. You limit the opposition to 14 shots and you win here 5-3 this afternoon. Just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench here today.
Well, it was tough sledding for sure. And you know, we couldn't, you know, we generated some chances, but it was one of those games. It looked like it really looked like both teams had fatigue, and you know, in the third period, we started shooting a puck, and we did enough to win the game.
But defensively, you were very strong. I mean, I know they got three goals. One of them, you know, it looked like a pass went off your defenseman's skate, and there were those kind of things. You know, I mentioned after two periods, you've only given up nine shots. I said, pretty sure he's in a great position to come back and win this game. You must have felt the same.
Yeah, you know, but you know, you gotta, you know, when you don't have that real energy and stuff, they didn't have it. They didn't have a lot. Like, even, I don't know, some of the real scoring chances that they had. It was a tough game for our goalie to play. You know, that's what happens. Things are hitting stuff, so you got to fight through it. Mentally, it was a very tough game for our team to play, but we persevered and came through.
Big period there for Carlin DeZane. He's played some really good hockey, really, all season, but for him to score two big goals, got to be huge for him. And again, a guy that's been playing some big minutes for your group here, not just today, but this season as a whole.
Yeah, he had a really good road trip. He's carrying it on. He's starting to shoot the puck more. He's starting to feel it, but he does a lot of good things for our hockey club.
There's got to be a lot of things that you're happy with, satisfied with. I know this wasn't a masterpiece by any stretch of the imagination, but it was a continuation of what you've done all season. By outscoring Kamloops 3-0 in the third period, you've now outscored the opposition more than 2-1. 76 for you, 36 against in the third period. That's something that for you as a coach, general manager, have to be extremely pleased with.
Yeah, that's one of the, you know, the things that you're always pleased about when you can come back in games. And, you know, we have a lot of offense. We've got a lot of guys that can create. So we should be able to do that when we're down in the third. But it doesn't matter with this hockey club when we're down, if we're down. We're always able to come back, or we give ourselves a chance to come back, that's for sure.
Another player I want to bring up, Coach, is Drew Peterson, a guy that he's played 11 games this year, game 12 here today, gets his chance here this afternoon, an assist, finish plus three for a guy that's really worked at it, it seems like, over the course of the year, you know, working with Jim Playfair after practice. Like, you can just tell that a kid that cares a ton. And maybe just your thoughts on him getting in the lineup here this afternoon, and it seemed like he had a pretty good afternoon.
I give him all the credit. He's come in, he's worked, he's been an unbelievable teammate. It's been situational for him, you know, just sometimes you don't have the injuries or, you know, the opportunity to throw him in the lineup. And, you know, it's the same, you know, with Mac, and we put him in tonight, and it's just a numbers thing. We had to bring Bow in. It's a really tough thing to do. It's the worst thing. Because they're all able to play on our team. You just can't fit everybody in, but real good teammates, and they were ready to play.
You know, I know you're hoping for probably a little bit better on that road trip. You still ended up with 5 points, five games, something like that, played fairly well. The nice part is, and I know you're thinking, all I'm thinking about now is Friday against Victoria, but just, you know, you look at, there's 18 games left. Things are favorable. You don't have a tough road trip left. Maybe one, you got it still, you know, with a few games in there. But really, it's, you know, as we're into February, getting into the March, and then into the home stretch, it's really looking quite favorable for this hockey team.
Yeah, it's setting up really good. Like I say, those road trips are hard. They're taxing, mentally hard. And, you know, you're away from 10 games. You play five games. And you know, I was really happy with how we played. We probably should have had a better record. We didn't play very well in Spokane. But other than that, we give ourselves a chance to win every game.
Lastly, Coach, on a bit of a lighter note, what were your thoughts on these SpongeBob jerseys that were sported here this afternoon?
Oh, I think it's a lot of fun. It brings, you know, It kind of brings some juice to the game today. You know, I was worried about the energy and everything else, but it brings some energy and some fun to the game.
And it's a lot more fun when you're winning. We've talked about that.
Absolutely.
Well said, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Congrats on a nice win here this afternoon and some well-earned rest, I think, after a long schedule and Victoria coming up next weekend. Again, appreciate your time.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Mark Lamb, rather, in our post-game show here presented to you by Prince George Office Systems. And